Welcome back to another episode of Parenting in Progress. I'm Corey.
I'm Jordan.
And we're the Welches. Welcome back to another episode of Parenting in Progress. Today's topic is routines. What is a routine? What does that sound like? Is that something that's just super structured where you have a certain time frame that you're going to hit every single time? Or is it something that's a little less structured? For Jordan and I, we do like the sound of a strict routine, if we could do that. Not really plausible in our daily life right now, but we do realize that the experts do say kids thrive on predictability, and we have seen that quite a bit in our household. It definitely helps them understand, and it's definitely made Carly a better kid since we've made these routines.
How do we find the balance between the flexibility piece but also having a consistent routine? In our house, we've kind of settled on the unstructured routine, as we'll call it. It's not necessarily very strict times. You know, 8:30, time to start this. 6 o'clock, time for this. It's more of just the predictable flow of the day that gets us from the morning, clear through, after work, supper, and then the bedtime routine. This allows us to have some time for life to happen, and it gives us that flexibility piece. So today we're going to walk you through what it looks like for our family and how it has changed from when Carly was a newborn to now she's a toddler, and why we think flexibility is just as important as consistency.
So let's get into it. Let's first talk about the bedtime routine. That is probably our best routine we have, I would say.
I would say it's the most structured, yeah.
And honestly, it's been the most, adaptable probably. We've had to adapt it quite a bit as well. So for our bedtime routine, we will start our wind down and have a couple cues, right? They talk about visual cues and verbal cues. So our visual cue would be we start by turning off the kitchen lights, and we like it a little bit darker in our room. That kind of lets her know, okay, this is going to start. It's starting to be ready for bedtime. We'll also talk to Carly and say, hey, Carly, you know, it's getting time to put your pajamas on. It's time to get in your jammies and change your diaper, those sort of things. So we do start by changing a diaper, getting her into her pajamas. And then next we end up putting on her sleep sack. Recently, this has kind of been a recent change, we end up reading her a couple books. We let her pick out the books that she wants to read, and we'll read her anywhere from probably 2 to 5 books a night. Just kind of depends on the time that we have and how tired she is and that sort of stuff. But we let her pick those out.
I feel like the books started when she was a little bit fussier getting her diaper changed. She didn't want to get her diaper changed. She didn't want to get her pajamas on. So you would pick a book and you would lay on the floor with her while I'm changing her, and you would read her those books. And then it just kind of led into part of our routine. Now, there are some times where she is in her pajamas playing for a little bit, but usually that sleep sack and the books is that next step for sure.
Yeah, and it's kind of evolved into where she gets into her pajamas and she reads the book. She's been better about putting her pajamas on. It used to be a constant fight to try to get her diaper changed in pajamas. And that was when, yes, I would distract her with books because she does like books. Now it's gotten to the point she accepts that a little bit more, and we read books after that's done. So next, we do put her sleep sack on. And then generally, before we go to the bed or her bedroom, she's got to have a cup of Wawa.
Always.
Always got to have a cup of Wawa, and she's got to have her little bee lovey. She needs to have those in hand. Now that she's getting a bunch of teeth, We generally try to brush her teeth at night, which sometimes she likes, sometimes she doesn't. And one last thing before we do go to bed, she's definitely got to have her passy.
Yeah, that's going to be a whole nother episode to talk about how we're going to wean her off of that, because she is, that's her motivator to get her to do anything, to go to bed. Do you want your passy? Yeah. Okay, then let's go do this. That'll be an interesting thing to have to deal with next. Yeah, once we're in her, after teeth are brushed and everything, we go into her bedroom. Now her bedroom, the lights are already off. So we don't go in there. I mean, every once in a while, but typically the lights are off. We have the her hatch machine that Corey programmed the songs and the lights specific to whatever, and she knows that. So we hit that button, her lights come on, there's some songs playing. And then it's usually me that rocks her. Corey used to be the rocker, and then she kind of decided that wasn't okay, and now we're trying to get back to the balance of both of us.
She dumped me. She dumped me like a high school girlfriend's what she did.
For sure. And so now we're trying to get back into where she is okay with Dad rocking her for at least a couple songs. So I will sit there, we'll rock her, and then we'll sing some songs. And I used to just have almost like a playlist in my head of songs that we would sing to her. Now she's gotten picky where she doesn't want a certain song and she'll shake her head no. So I move on to the next song. Then instant, shake her head no. Move on to the next one. Like, oh my gosh, okay, what do you want to sing? So it's a trial and error of finding what song that she wants to sing for the night. And now before, she used to fall asleep fairly quick and fall asleep while rocking. Now it's definitely not the majority of the time.
Yeah, I'd say about 50-50 probably-ish.
Yeah, sometimes she'll fall asleep. And then other times she's just tired enough that we're like, hey, are you ready to go to your bed? And sometimes she'll say yes, and sometimes she'll say no. So we'll rock a little bit. And then it's, okay, Carly, it's time to go to bed. It's late. Do you want Dada to come and pick you up and lay you in bed? And she usually will say yes. And that's your little new piece now.
And there was a short stretch there where we just asked her, are you ready to go in your bed? And she would say, yeah, yeah, I am. And so we'd pick her up, we'd put her in bed, and that was when she'd be like, bye-bye. Oh, she didn't really know how to say night-night at that point in time. So it was, bye-bye, bye-bye. And she would go roll on her side and fall asleep. And that was a great stage. But that has not happened near as much anymore. It was consistent for a while.
That stage was short-lived.
It was.
It'll come back. But
yeah,
we're
think
just not
so.
There yet.
To look back on how we've changed this style of routine just a little bit, when Carly was more of the newborn baby style, we didn't ever really have a formal routine. Honestly, most of the time when it got late into the evening, it was probably feeding time, and most of the time she'd fall asleep while she was nursing on Jordan, and we'd go and we'd put her in her little dome or her pack and play, and away she'd go to sleep. And then we'd go to bed whenever we needed to go to bed, usually around 10, 11, somewhere in there. And that was our night routine. So it really, even something as simple as that, it was still a routine. The next piece was, like Jordan mentioned, the rocking portion. I used to rock her in the living room with the lights on and the TV on, and she would just go to sleep. Now, granted, like Jordan said, I'd have my own little 3-song playlist. I think I got it down to 3 songs is how fast she went to sleep. Now, granted, I'd sing them a little while, but it was probably a 15 minutes max, and she'd be sleeping.
Now that we're talking about this, I do remember we evolved from sleeping while she was nursing to then she wouldn't fall asleep. She would nurse, but she wouldn't fall asleep. So I would nurse her, and then you would rock her. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, she would fall asleep pretty quick. Then she just got distracted. You know, you're 10, 15 minutes, and she was out. Landed 30 minutes and she's still not asleep.
I also think that started evolving when she didn't want Dad to rock her. There was a short time where I would rock and she would want up and she didn't want to go to sleep. And then she'd reach for Mom and I'm like, okay, do you want Mom to rock you? Famous last words, Dad. That is when you know it is going to change, and it will change like a light switch. Bam. And I was dumped and I didn't get to rock anymore.
I mean, crying, tears, real tears, when you had to rock her. Like, just do two songs and then you can come with me. Like, it just ended up being a lot where it almost felt like all of it was on me. Not by any part from you, but just, oh my gosh, I have to do the whole routine because you're not wanting your dad anymore. So we couldn't really tag team it. So now we're trying to get back to that a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see what our next adaptation to that routine is going to be. It's going to be interesting because really we've just seen Carly's issues trying to go to bed and we try to find solutions. So you're always trying to react and there may be times where you don't notice it and you're like, oh my gosh, like what is this girl's problem? And then one day it's like, you know, we're going to try something different and it works. It's like, why didn't we do that 2 weeks ago? We could have got a lot more sleep. That's the way it is. These routines are always going to change all the time.
So now that we talked about our bedtime routine, let's talk about our morning routine. This is definitely a lot faster. Doesn't take near as much time because we both leave fairly early in the morning, like a little after seven, we're all out the door. So it's kind of a 50-50 mix on whether Carly wakes up on her own or if we have to wake her up when we're getting ready. If she wakes up on her own, she usually lays in bed a little bit, talks to herself, kind of wakes herself up. Then we'll just go get her out and bring her into the living room.
Yeah, she, for a little while anymore, when dad would come in and she was awake, she likes playing games that early in the morning. So you'll say her name and she'll like hide and giggle. And she'll bury her face down into the mattress and she'll giggle. And then she'll wake up, sit up on her knees, and she starts jumping on her knees because she found out that her bed is bouncy. And so there's some times where you may sacrifice 3 minutes or so to let her carry it out. But, you know, she's waking up and it is what it is. But those are pretty comical early on.
Yeah, it's like you were sleeping so soundly and within 2 minutes you're bouncing on your bed.
It's like she's almost more awake than us because we're like, all right, Carly, like you're already jumping. I just got out of bed. Haven't had coffee yet. Oh my goodness, girl. You're already just going 110 mile an hour.
Yeah, I love it. She's so fun. The days that she doesn't wake up on her own, typically when I'm kind of dressed and ready to go get my coffee and my water and everything like that in the morning, I'll just push her door open. And within 2 minutes, I would say, she's up. And sometimes she cries if she's been sleeping, you know, good. But then we'll go get her. One of us will go get her. And we'll keep her in her sleep sack and we'll usually just bring her and sit her on the couch. Don't judge me on this. She does watch Miss Rachel for a few minutes in the morning. She wakes up that way and it's usually like I'm going and getting my coffee. I'm making my water. I'm packing my lunch. I'm doing those things and she's waking up because we've tried just waking her up and, okay, let's change our clothes and let's do this. That wasn't working. She was very fussy if we had to take her straight from bed and change her clothes. So then we was like, hey, okay, let's watch TV for 5 minutes.
Yeah, when you pull her out of bed, like even this morning, got her out of bed, threw her on Jordan because Jordan was laying in bed yet. And she played with Jordan just a little bit. And TV?
I know.
TV? And it's like, you think you need to watch TV?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. And so I'll even try to say, oh, hey, do you want to watch Bluey? Or once in a while, we'll watch like the National Geographic or Animal Kingdom, something. We'll watch animals early in the morning. And I'm like, oh, do you want to watch this? She's like, nope.
Yeah.
Nope. I'm like, oh, you want Miss Rachel? Yeah. It's like, okay, she knows.
It's part of her routine. She watches Miss Rachel in the morning. And I know that it's all, we could go on and on about all the screen time stuff. But again, this is what works for us. It's 5 minutes. She's fine.
Yeah. And you've got to be flexible. If it's working, it's not like she's watching it for a half an hour every morning. It's maybe 10 minutes.
Max.
Jordan and I aren't the ones that just get up, you know, at 5 a.m. and we're running around the house and we got to go work out and we're going to put our lunches together. No, it is a mad scramble of get up, get dressed. I will take a quick shower and get your stuff, get your lunch, get your drink, pretty much out the door. Get Carly ready and out the door.
Breakfast to go and out we go. Yeah.
I mean, it's probably all done in about 20 minutes, half an hour max. So sometimes Carly likes getting my ice. And this is one of those variables to the routine, which can cost you another 2 or 3 minutes. I know it's sometimes painstaking, but she loves to do it. And sometimes she looks forward to doing it as well. But Jordan will get her diaper changed. She will get her clothes for the day on her. And I will be getting ice out of the fridge and she'll hear that. And a long time ago, I told her that she could come get ice and I showed her how to get ice and put it in my cup. And now that is, it's not a consistent routine, but there's a lot of times she's like, ice, ice. And you can't do anything until she gets the ice done.
Then usually while you're getting ice, I'm taking my stuff to the car. She's dressed, get her shoes on. And then we give our hugs to dad because I take her to daycare, give her hugs, kisses, tell her bye. And then in the car and off we go to daycare.
Is there a certain playlist you have in the car anymore? Because she does like Who Let the Dogs Out.
That's typically her only request, her only song request. Yeah. So sometimes the 15, 16 minute trip to daycare goes by smooth. And other days she's dropped every toy she had. She's lost her pacifier. She's asking for breakfast. And it's kind of a, oh my gosh, are we there yet kind of deal. So I'll just pull out Who Let the Dogs Out, and that usually will turn it around. Or I'll sing a different song for whatever. Lately, she's been having some coughing in the morning, and she needs a drink of water. So I'm reaching my arm clear across to the back car seat while I'm driving with my water cup, letting her get a sip. And yeah, if you were a fly in the wall on fly in the car, it'd be fun to watch for you.
And that pretty much sums up the morning routine. Then she's off to daycare and she gets to play. She gets to eat. She takes her little nap. And after daycare, so the after work and our evening routine, that is, well, it is just kind of chaos.
It is definitely the most chaotic routine we have, I would say. So I get off work earlier than Corey does. I pick her up. We get home, and we typically like to play a little bit before we have to get supper ready. I like to try to get her outside as much as possible if I can. And it also depends on what we're having for supper. If it's something that it bakes for 45 minutes to an hour, then I'm getting that whipped up as soon as I can to get into the oven. If it's not something like that, then we'll play for a little bit. And then it's like, oh, hey, we have to come back inside because mama's got to cook supper. And in an ideal world, I would love for Carly to play independently in the living room that's right at, like, open to the kitchen, or even playing in the kitchen. But that is not how it works when it's just me and her. She's usually in the kitchen right next to me, wanting up, wanting a snack, wanting whatever. So we do have a toddler tower, and she will stand on there and she'll help me. I'll try to allow her whatever I'm making, try to allow her to help as much as possible, because I know she enjoys being involved in that, even though it does take more time and even though it is a little bit messier. But she's learning and she likes to be involved. So she's kind of right there next to me running around. I'll ask her to go get a toy or whatever and we'll cook supper. And sometimes it's in the oven by the time you get home and sometimes it's not.
And probably this is obviously the most unstructured routine we probably have the whole day, minus bedtime, minus the morning. This one is just really unstructured because Jordan can get home at different times. She could have a meeting to where grandma or the aunt picks her up and she gets home a little later. Who knows when I'm going to get home? And then heaven forbid I get home and I take a call for work. Somebody gets a little crabby. Anyway, generally, when I get home, I can tell Jordan's already getting fed up with her because she just won't leave the kitchen and whines that Jordan is paying attention to her, whatever that is. So generally what I try to do is I'll try to get Carly to come into the living room and we'll play in her house or we'll play with a toy or whatever that is. We'll generally do something in the living room to try to coax her away from Jordan so Jordan can cook in peace.
I appreciate that.
And it's a good time because I hadn't played with Carly yet. Jordan did earlier in, you know, when they got home. So it gives me a chance to play with her with just her and I. So it works out pretty good. Once the supper gets done, really what happens there is we're like, Carly, do you want to eat? She'll go, eat, eat, and then it becomes chaos for just a little bit because she is a very impatient little girl. And we will get her in her high chair. We'll put the tray on there, put her bib on. We'll put the plate on there. We generally eat at the table as a family for the most part. Once in a while, we'll get a little scattered where maybe I do take a phone call, or maybe I just get home late and I do eat supper late. But for the most part, we try to eat together. Now, if Jordan's really trying to help Carly with food, there's times where I'll fix her up a plate and I'll give it to her and then I'll fix me up a plate. But we generally try to eat together as much as we can.
Then once supper's done and she's all cleaned up, typically I clean the kitchen and Corey plays with her. It just depends. Sometimes I'll go if she wants me and I'll play with her and Corey will help clean up the kitchen a little bit. But we kind of tag team that to allow Carly to have interaction with one of us and the other one's cleaning it up. I have tried, this is my side note, I have tried cleaning up the kitchen after Carly is in bed and I can't do it. Like, that's just me. I feel like I can't do anything until the kitchen's cleaned up. That's something that, yeah, it takes me a little bit of time, but it helps my peace knowing that that's done and I don't have to do that after she gets to bed. Typically, Corey gets home later, so he plays with her, has some bonding time with her. We'll clean up the kitchen. I'll get my lunch pack for the next day and then I'll join the two of you at whatever you're doing.
Yeah, and really the goal there is to get her out of the kitchen because Carly's had a bad habit of throwing food on the floor, but it's gotten better. It's gotten better as she's gotten older. I'd say it's improved. But now when you get her down, she's like, oh, there's food down here. I didn't like the food on my tray. I didn't like it on my plate. It didn't taste good. It needs to get a little dirt rubbed in from the floor. And that just puts the right spice right on it. And she just goes to town. So you try to get her away from there and allow Jordan to get the Tenco and suck it up. Tencos are wonderful. FYI, parents, they really are. It's kind of hard to keep them clean and keep them from smelling, I feel like. That is a caveat to those things. But just a quick side note, that is a pro tip right there of it will suck up almost anything that she throws on the floor and just cleans it right up.
It makes cleaning go so much faster.
And then once Jordan gets done, you know, cleaning up the kitchen, she'll come over and then usually that's when I'll let her play with Carly or we'll play something together and we might go back outside. We might go swinging. You know, when we had the garden this summer, we went out and kind of picked the garden together sometimes. And
we've gone on a walk sometimes depending on the day and how early supper got done.
Yep. Definitely. That kind of sums up the after work kind of evening routine with us. Cause then, you know, we'll play, we may take a bath in between there once in a while. And then we're getting ready for bedtime.
And I feel like part of the reason why it's probably the most unstructured and chaotic, it is the longest routine time-wise. There's a lot to get done. There is a lot of time. There's a lot of fill-in time too. So some nights are definitely a lot smoother than others and that's okay.
We talk about it being unstructured, right? There's so many variables to the morning routine. There's so many variables to the night routine. You may say, well, why do you have a routine if it's not a strict routine? Well, we do. There is a bigger overall structure to Carly's day that we put in it. And really, to sum it up generally, is Carly's going to wake up anywhere from probably 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. That depends if it's a weekend. Sometimes she does wake up early, close to that 6. It's probably 6:30 to 7:30. It would probably be a closer window. But, you know, if we were out later the night before, she could wake up at 8:30. So once she wakes up at that time, then her next nap is generally around 1 o'clock, which as we're recording this now, she's napping. So 1 o'clock is about her nap time. And then she will generally play. She'll get a snack. Then it's the evening time to where she'll get supper and then straight into bedtime. We try to start the bedtime around 8:30 with the goal of her being asleep by 9, or at least we're rocking her by 9. And so we try to keep it in that time frame. So there's an overall structure there. As much as the day-to-day, oh man, like we're 15 minutes late, or oh man, we're 5 minutes late. For Carly, it doesn't matter to her. It's just the overall sound structure to that. And that brings us into one thing that Jordan and I have always talked about on these episodes is, just for example, last night, we were at a banquet. We didn't leave that banquet until 10:30 at night. Carly was not asleep at all the whole time. She was playing. She was running around. Was she tired? Absolutely, she was tired. We could have tried rocking her to sleep. We could have took her out to try to get her to sleep. But she was content for the most part. She really was. And so we really didn't get her to bed until 11 or just a tickle after 11. That is not our normal routine. It's okay to step outside that normal routine. It is, for at least Carly.
As long as it's not an every day or multiple time a week thing, she's okay with it and she recoups. Now, today, is she a little extra tired, a little extra crabby? Yes. We knew that when we were making that choice last night. And I know that there are a lot of parents that are very structured and they would have left at 8:30. And that's fine if that's what works best for you. But Carly is our whole world. Don't get us wrong. But I don't want to not go somewhere. I don't want to not do something just because, oh, that's during our bedtime, so I can't do that. She's fine. She's napping. She's had a pretty good day for going to bed at 11 o'clock last night. That's what we want to let you guys know, that it's okay to have structure. It's okay to have routine, but it's also good for your sanity to break that routine a little bit. Like last night when we got home, we still had the same structure of our bedtime, even though it was later. We did skip reading books, and that's okay, but we still had the same routine. We went in the bed, bedroom, we rocked, we did XYZ. It's the same stuff. Was it rushed a little bit? Yes, because it's also 11 o'clock at night and you need to go to bed. But it's good to have that flexibility to go and enjoy a night out and not feel like you have to leave an event at a certain time to get back.
And there are kids that we know, they need a strict time. They need it to be at 8 o'clock and it needs to be within a certain window. You know, our evening routine, by 6:30, Carly gets really crabby because she's hungry. And she will turn into a mess if she doesn't eat. And sometimes you can coax her with snacks. So once again, being flexible, maybe we go out to eat. Maybe we go to the Mexican joint and we're not there until 7. We'll give her a little bit of snacks. We'll keep her entertained. Sometimes it's worse than other times. Sometimes you just have to give in and you're going to figure something out there. But we get that there are kids that need strict routines and you can't break those very often. And that is fine. Carly's, we can. Luckily, she's flexible enough that she doesn't have to have just be on the dot, and we can make that.
Well, and like there'd be some people that, you know, we skipped books last night. Well, there are some kids that they have to have their 3 books every single night or it's not going to go well. Thankfully, we have a little bit more flexibility than they do.
Yep. I definitely think that, you know, our goal is just consistency. We want to be consistent with the routines. Yes, it may be sped up. Yes, it may be later than normal. It's not perfection. We just want consistency out of it. So with that being said, we're going to wrap up this episode. We kind of told you about our unstructured routines throughout the whole day. Even though there is consistency, it's not perfect. It's not going to be perfect. You're still going to have to make some altercations to those routines as the kid grows up and matures and changes. There's always going to be those changes that you're always going to have to react to and adjust with.
This is what works for us right now. If there's something that in a couple weeks doesn't work well anymore, then we're going to have to adapt and find something different to make it work. But this is what works for us now, and it works for Carly.
If you can, don't let the routine just consume your life. You've got to live too, along with being able to take care of the kid as well. So there's going to be a balance there. It's okay to get home later at night once in a while. Don't make it a habit, but it's okay. So have a little leniency on yourself as well.
It's also good for the kid a little bit to have that flexibility. Carly had so much fun last night. And it was good for her to get out, and it was good for her to kind of break her routine a little bit, to not be so rigid.
And so with that being said, we're going to wrap it up. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to Parenting in Progress. If you like what you heard and you're listening to us on YouTube, please go ahead, like, share, subscribe, drop a comment. If you're listening to us on other platforms, go ahead, give us a follow and a rating. We truly appreciate it. Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next one.